Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is the Bible reading for December 16th. Revelation chapter 7, beginning in verse 1. After these things I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, on the sea, or on any tree. Then I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was granted to harm the earth and to the sea, and saying, Do not harm the earth, the sea, or the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads. And I heard the number of those who were sealed. 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel were sealed. Of the tribe of Judah 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Reuben 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Gad 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Asher 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Naphtali 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Manasseh 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Simeon 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Levi 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Issachar 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Zebulun 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Joseph 12,000 were sealed. Of the tribe of Benjamin 12,000 were sealed. After these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude which no one could number, of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with bright robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, saying, Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. All the angels stood around the throne, and the elders and the four living creatures, and fell on their faces before the throne, worshiping God, saying, Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God for ever and ever. Amen. Then one of the elders answered, saying to me, Who are these arrayed in white robes, and where did they come from? And I said to him, Sir, you know. So he said to me, These are the ones who come out of the great tribulation, and washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore they are before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple. He who sits on the throne will dwell among them. They shall neither hunger any more, nor thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any heat. For the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will shepherd them, and lead them to living fountains of water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Psalm 135, beginning in verse 1. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise him, O you servants of the Lord, you who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises to his name, for it is pleasant. For the Lord has chosen Jacob for himself, Israel for his special treasure. For I know that the Lord is great, and our Lord is above all gods. Whatever the Lord pleases, he does, in heaven and in earth, in the seas and in all deep places. He causes the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He makes lightning for the rain. He brings the wind out of his treasuries. He destroys the firstborn of Egypt, both man and beast. He sent signs and wonders into the midst of you, O Egypt, upon Pharaoh and all his servants. He defeated many nations and slew many kings. Sihon, the king of the Amorites, Og, king of Bashan, all the kingdoms of Canaan. And he gave their land as a heritage to Israel for his people. Your name, O Lord, is forever and ever. Your fame, O Lord, throughout all generations. For the Lord will judge his people, and he will have compassion on his servants. The idols of the nations are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they do not speak, eyes, but they do not see. They have ears, but they do not hear, nor is there any breath in their mouths. Those who make them are like them, so is everyone who trusts in them. Bless the Lord, O house of Israel. Bless the Lord, O house of Aaron. Bless the Lord, O house of Levi. You who fear the Lord, bless the Lord. Blessed be the Lord out of Zion, who dwells in Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 30, beginning in verse 5. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield to those who put their trust in him. Do not add to his words, lest he rebuke you, and you be found a liar. And that's the reading for December 16th. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, We're so thankful that we have you. Even in those times, Lord, when our voices breaks and when we feel a tickle in our throat, we know that down deep our heart is in tune with you, and we hear the words that you speak. And it really doesn't matter what our voice sounds like, or it doesn't matter what we're going through. We have that eternity that we are looking forward to, and what a wonderful solace that we find in you. We pray that you would comfort those that are going through any difficult time right now. I pray a special blessing upon those that are suffering, upon those that are on beds of affliction, upon those that are going through turmoil in their families, Lord. I pray that the blessings and the Spirit of God might surround them and overwhelm them. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear heart. This is Pastor Cecil.